Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Thursday, November 7th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And, well, the Eagles were back to work on Wednesday, their first practice of the week, as they prepare for their game against the Dallas Cowboys, a game that, look, it's an important game. It's a divisional game. It's a chance for the Eagles to get their fifth straight win. Sets up a Thursday night game against Washington that very well could be for the division. But it's also a game that's becoming a lot about injuries. The Cowboys are obviously dealing with some injuries. And the Eagles injury report today, man, it was a long one for their practice. So let's get into what we always do, tell you what to keep an eye out for. Today, we're going to go over all those injuries that I just told you about, have some interesting Sirianni quotes from you from his press conference on Wednesday. And then I want to talk about the Dallas Cowboys skill players, obviously starting with their new quarterback, Cooper Rush, and then really a lack of skill players that they have. So let's get into it. Today, the Eagles will be back at practice. Practice currently scheduled for 2:15 p.m. And I say that because the Eagles did move their practice around on Wednesday. They actually changed it to what ended up being a walkthrough. So 2:15 on Thursday, currently when they are scheduled to practice, and then at 4:20, open locker room. So no press conferences today, just a chance to talk to some of the players. And honestly, one of the main things to talk about heading to this is the injury report. So let's get into it. A surprising addition to the injury report on Wednesday was quarterback Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts was out there when reporters were out there. And he had his practice jersey on. He had his helmet on. It looked honestly all normal. Normal enough that I was like watching other players, you know, seeing how AJ was looking, those type of things. And according to ESPN, Tim McManus, some other reporters as well, but I wanted to give Tim credit there because I talked to him about it. Jalen wasn't throwing the football, really. I think Tim said maybe he threw it once, but he was not doing anything, really. Like, he was out there, he had his helmet on, he had his jersey on, but he wasn't really a participant in practice. So after practice, we did have a chance to speak to Jalen, and he was asked a number of questions about what's going on, and here's what Jalen had to say.
I just didn't go today. Rest. I just do what I'm told. I think we're just kind of taking it day by day. We want to try and assess it each day as it comes. Nothing special. I'm just really locking in and doing what I'm asked to do when I'm asked to do it. You know, it was a really good session when you guys were not out there. So
my read on this is twofold. One, I believe Jalen is playing on Sunday against Dallas, and I don't think Jalen is dealing with anything that will prevent him from playing in games unless it gets worse or whatever. But I've covered Jalen his entire time with the Eagles. I don't know if I'm buying he's just resting for practice. He was listed on the injury report as a limited participant due to rest. Look, I don't think it's anything big or bad or anything. It's just unlike Jalen to miss a practice. So I think at this point of the season, everybody's dealing with, you know, some bumps and bruises, and hopefully that's all it is. It'll be, you know, maybe if he's a full participant on Thursday and Friday, then, you know, the antennas will go down a little bit. But it's just odd. Like, you don't normally see your quarterback rest for a practice. I've covered lots of practices where vets get days off. I've covered practices where running backs have gotten days off. I've never covered a practice where the starting quarterback missed a practice and wasn't hurt. So something to keep an eye on moving forward. I definitely think it's noteworthy that he was limited in practice with rest. It's just unlike Jalen, and it's unlike the handling of a quarterback I've seen during my time covering the Eagles. But outside of that, the Eagles did have three players that were legitimately on the injury report. They had more than three, actually, but three that were did not practice. DeVonta Smith didn't practice due to a hamstring injury. Look, DeVonta seemed to be in good spirits out there, seemed to be in good spirits in the locker room. I'm hoping this is just a precautionary thing. I think Thursday will be a big day to find out if he is out there. My guess is DeVonta will play on Sunday, but interesting that obviously he's listed with a hamstring injury. Nolan Smith, a groin injury. He did not practice. I have no read on that one. I mean, a groin injury, obviously a muscle injury, just like hamstring injury, so Thursday will be a big one to see how Nolan's doing. Ben Van Sumbrin with a concussion, did not practice. Lots of players, when they miss that Wednesday practice after getting a concussion, very few play in the game on Sunday. So Ben Van Sumbrin, I would say, unlikely to play on Sunday against the Cowboys. The good news is A.J. Brown did participate. He was listed as a limited participant with the knee injury. He was out there. He was running through drills. He was stretching. I think he looked like normal old A.J. My guess is he will play on Sunday against the Cowboys. All right. The rest of this injury report will go through Saquon Barkley, who we'll talk about in a minute here. Saquon Barkley rested, limited participant. That makes sense. A running back, a ton of touches. I don't think there's anything to worry about there. Mekhi Becton with an ankle injury, limited participant. Bryce Huff, the wrist injury that kept him out of most of the snaps this past Sunday, limited participant. Fred Johnson, the knee injury, limited participant. This is a long one, so I have a few more. Cam Jurgens, a wrist injury, limited participant. Darius Slay, a groin injury, limited participant. I might just call this pod limited participant. Anaya Smith, an ankle injury, limited participant. Josh Sweat, a hip injury, limited participant. Jeremiah Trotter, a hip injury, limited participant. And Dallas Goedert, a full participant. So there we go, with a hamstring injury. So it was a walkthrough, so this is just an estimate of what it was. I think the main takeaway from this is the Eagles are resting guys up. They're going to have the game on Sunday. They'll have the quick turnaround on Thursday against Washington. My guess is Saquon, Mekhi, AJ, Bryce, Jalen, like Fred, Cam, like all these guys are going to play. The DeVonta and the Nolan Smith one, I think, is definitely worth keeping an eye out. But yes, I think that almost all the guys that we talked about will play on Sunday. And like I said, this is a game that's a lot about injuries. On the Dallas side, Micah Parsons said there's a very good chance, according to reports out of Dallas, that he will play on Sunday. Obviously, no Dak Prescott. So it looks like the Cowboys will be getting back Micah Parsons. And then Brandon Cooks as well. I believe it looks like he's going to come off IR, and we'll see if he is put on the active roster for Sunday's game. So a lot of injuries dealing into this one, but still should be a good game, as it always is when the Eagles and Cowboys play. All right. Let's get into some of what Nick Sirianni had to say on Wednesday. First, Nick was asked about the fact that no trade was made, and he kind of said what you would expect, but here's what Nick had to say.
You know, I think that'd be a good question for Howie. I know you don't get him until the end of the year, but I really feel really strongly about our team and where we are. You know, when talking through all those different things, I just feel so strongly about our team and how he's done a great job of building it to date that, you know, didn't feel like at that time that there was anything to do. So, I feel really good about the people that we have here, the guys that we have here, feel strong about the depth at our, you know, the starters at the position and the depth at that position. So that speaks for the work that Howie and his staff have done, you know, from the draft till now, really at the end of the day.
Yeah, saying he has faith in the guys in the locker room, you know, saying that's a Howie question, that's what you would expect. Now, it's been, you know, almost 48 hours, depending on when you're listening to this, since the Eagles decided not to make a trade. And, you know, the more I think about it, obviously, I think it would have helped to make a trade. Like, if you add Za'Darius Smith to this roster, I think it's a good thing. If you add a better backup tight end, if you add another receiver, maybe not like anyone that's going to play ahead of Jahan, but just someone that is more experienced than Johnny Wilson, someone that obviously is more experienced than a Britton Covey, it would have been a good thing. And considering the age of the roster, the cap space they have, the draft picks, they clearly had the ammunition to go out and do it. And with the draft picks that they have in the young roster, the draft picks aren't as crucially valuable because really all over the field, they're a young team. But I will say this, like, the Detroit Lions had to trade for an edge rusher. They lost Aiden Hutchinson. They don't really have any other edge rushers. They had to go out and do something. The Washington Commanders, their secondary was a problem. Their cornerback position was a problem. They had to go out and do something. Over the last 4 weeks, I think the Eagles' edge rusher position has gone from a major problem to just maybe not a great unit. Like, I think the Eagles' roster, it's definitely better than Washington's roster. I think it's definitely better than Green Bay's roster. Like, Detroit's an interesting one. I think they're very close. Like, I think Saquon's the best running back, but I think you'd probably take the Lions running backs. I think Jared Goff and Jalen are basically the same. You would lean Jared Goff on that. The Lions have awesome receivers. You would obviously take the Eagles receivers. The Eagles offensive line, both have great offensive lines. Like, they're just very similar teams. But the big hole that Detroit had was they lost one of their, if not their best player, for the season to a season-ending knee injury. Like, that didn't happen for the Eagles. So while it would have been nice to see them upgrade their roster, I do, to a certain degree, respect the fact that Howie didn't just overpay to get somebody. I think that, like, I was asked by Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas today on the Midday Show, why do you think they didn't make a trade? Is it because they don't view themselves as Super Bowl contenders and they want to hold on to their assets? Or what was the reason? And I definitely think the Eagles view themselves as Super Bowl contenders. I don't think there's anything to do with that. I think there wasn't really good value to be had there. I think Howie decided not to overpay, which I'm sure was very hard for him. And I think ultimately, like, if I sat there and you and Howie laid out the guys that were available, it wouldn't surprise me if I made the same decision. So always exciting when they make a trade. Definitely discouraging for fans when the other two teams that are arguably the two biggest competitors to go to the Super Bowl and the NFC make a trade. Like, I completely get it. But Nick's not wrong, I don't think, when he says, like, the roster they have is pretty good. Like, it just is a very good roster, and I don't completely fault them for believing in the guys that they have on there. So the other part of this is, speaking of star players and speaking of talent and speaking of injuries, so a topic over the last few days has been the amount of touches Saquon Barkley has had. He's on pace, I believe, for something like 370 touches this season. That's more than Christian McCaffrey would have had in the regular season last year. We all know how much Christian McCaffrey was used last year by the 49ers. Saquon was on the injury report today. It looked like this past Sunday against the Jaguars, there was a little bit of time where he was, like, stretching himself out. And, you know, Nick was asked, we'll see. Like, Nick's been a little vague about it. So a topic of discussion has been, should Saquon Barkley play fewer snaps? So Sirianni was asked about that. Here's what he had to say.
Saquon's on pace for, I think it's 377 touches this year. Where are you on kind of monitoring that? And I know you give him some Wednesdays off practice, but do you kind of get concerned about that number when it gets real high?
Again, you try to take care of them. You try to do what you need to do to win each and every football game. You try to take care of them throughout the week. I think that, you know, the two games, not obviously not last game, but the game before that and the game before that, we were able to get him out in the fourth quarter. You try to monitor as much as you possibly can, and that's really our jobs: Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and being aware of it, you know. On Sunday, but always considering that with each and every one of our players that we feel with load management, and I think our strength and conditioning staff and our trainers and our doctors give me really good insight to how to do that, and give our staff really good insight on how to do that. So always on our mind, with how many touches he has.
So where I fall on it is, and this is coming from Mr. Don't play your guys in the preseason. Like, I definitely understand the value of resting players so that they avoid injury. Like, I 100% get that. The players, and especially Saquon, only has so many carries in his body, only has so many miles on that body until all of a sudden, like, players start to wear down. That's just reality. Saquon is arguably the most talented running back in the NFL, right there with Christian McCaffrey. We're seeing this season what a huge workload does on a running back. Say, Christian McCaffrey hasn't even played yet this season, coming off of all the touches he had last year. So I understand it. And I understand that, you know, with AJ and Devontae and Dallas, like, you don't have to give the ball to Saquon as much. But as good as Eagles are playing right now, and on that four-game winning streak, I still feel like their success right now is a little bit fragile. Like, they've been good. They're getting things going. I'm back in on them, like, all those things. I just don't think they're in a position to look ahead to the playoffs already. I think they're going to go to the playoffs. I think they'll probably win the division. It'll be a tight one. Obviously, it'll depend a lot on that Washington game. But I don't think they can look at this and go, okay, we're good. We've turned it around. Let's worry about making sure Saquon's fresh in January. Because that last year at this time, they were 10-1, and we were all talking about January, and we know what happened there. So I think for the Eagles, you have to focus on just playing the best football you can week by week and just keep building the momentum and not get cute with saying, all right, we'll take Saquon off the field, 10 fewer snaps, and all of a sudden you lose a game because of it. And then one game turns into two, or, you know, whatever. Like, they finally have some momentum going. They're getting good snaps together. I think that resting him, not going to be a massive mistake or anything like that. This team can't take for granted the momentum and chemistry they finally have. And worrying about, Saquon being fresh in January, I think that's being a little bit like a cart ahead of the horse. If that's the expression, if James was here, he would tell me. I think it'd be a little bit presumptuous. So we'll see. I don't think they're going to end up resting Saquon, to be honest. I know Nick's in there talking about we're going to take care of him. And that's the other part of it. Like, they do have a good sports science staff. They do have, I mean, I see it when I'm in the building. Like, they have tons of people that make sure these athletes stay in great shape. Good nutrition, good stretching, like workout plans, all those things. So they're definitely monitoring how much Saquon is touching the ball. They're definitely doing all those things. But they're just playing so well right now, I can't advise them or say that I think it'd be smart to go above and beyond and rest them. I just don't think it'd be a smart move. All right, on the other side, speaking of talented players, that is something the Cowboys, frankly, just do not have a lot of. So on the other side, we normally start with the offensive lines when we do the weekly preview, but I'm going to start with the quarterback position, because this week, no Dak Prescott, which means Eagles are going to see Cooper Rush on Sunday. So on the other side, we're going to look at the Cowboys quarterbacks, their receivers, their running backs, their tight ends, and their lack of talent at the skill position players. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so as everybody knows, no Dak Prescott this Sunday against the Eagles. He's dealing with a hamstring injury. He'll be out, it sounds like, at least 4 weeks if he does indeed go on IR. And the Cowboys season is like straight up in trouble. They're probably not going to make the playoffs. It'd be surprising if they won a bunch of games with Cooper Rush. And this is really a chance for the Eagles to go to Dallas and end the Cowboys season. I think it's one of those games where if they get up early, like, you could really get momentum going. You're playing in Jerry's world. There'll be a bunch of Eagles fans there. I know fans of Philly is bringing a bunch of people out there. You could get things going. But one thing I will say about Cooper Rush, they have won games with him at quarterback. Now, I think it's a bit of a deceptive stat, and I am a quarterback wins loss guy, although over a large sample size, not over just a few games. But regardless, they have won games with Cooper Rush. He has 6 starts in his career with Dallas. They are 5-1 in those starts. All of them came in 2021 and 2022. Now, the reason I say that stat is a bit deceptive is that his numbers and his play in those games really haven't been great. He has 7 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and 1 fumble loss in those 6 starts. So essentially 5 turnovers in 6 games. He's basically 1-for-1 on the turnovers in those 6 games. So why are they winning those games? Well, they are averaging 22 points on offense in the games he starts, and the defense is giving up an average of only 13.8 points per game in those wins. So essentially, the defense is winning those games, and Cooper's doing just enough not to blow it. Like, he's still turning it over. Now, I will say, in the time he's played, like, he's a guy that when he turns it over in a game, he normally does it a few times, because of the 6 starts he's had, no turnovers in 4 of them, but he has 5 turnovers. So in those 2 other games, he's averaging almost 3 turnovers a game. So if the Eagles can get to him early, if they can shake him, if they can, you know, make him make a bad decision, I definitely think he's somebody that could spiral. So when I look at Cooper Rush in this game on Sunday, obviously he's not as good as Dak Prescott. We can all have our opinion on Dak. Cooper Rush is not the quarterback Dak Prescott is. going up against Cooper Rush obviously changes the outlook for this game. Like, Cooper Rush is not a quarterback the Eagles should lose to. Now, the dangerous thing about playing Cooper Rush, though, is he has nothing to lose really out there. Like, they are underdogs. I think he could potentially give them a bit of a spark. Like, things are not going well in Dallas in general. Dak Prescott hasn't been awesome. We've all been in Philly and seen what a backup quarterback can do when people aren't the biggest fans of the starting quarterback. But yeah, so I mean, Cooper Rush, not a great mover, not a great arm. Doesn't really take care of the ball, doesn't make a ton of big plays. Like, it's a quarterback the Eagles should absolutely beat. And so two things. One, in the past when Cooper Rush has played, he's had good players around him. Dallas has had pretty good skill players over the past 4 or 5 years. That's not the case anymore. So they have CeeDee Lamb, obviously, 84 targets this year, 53 catches, 660 yards, 4 touchdowns. And we know how awesome CeeDee is. He's a very, very good receiver. But outside of that, man, they really don't have anything. As I mentioned, Brandon Cooks might be coming off of IR this week with a knee injury. He tweeted and insinuated he would be playing, so I would assume that that is going to be the case. They traded for Jonathan Mingo from the Panthers. He was a second-round pick in 2023, 6'2", 220 pounds. The stats have been really bad. He doesn't even have a touchdown yet in his career, but he's had really bad quarterback play. Now, he will have also really bad quarterback play on Sunday. With Brandon Cooks missing time, with the receivers just not being that good, they've had to rely on other players. Jalen Tolbert this year, 43 targets, 30 catches, 353 yards, 3 touchdowns, and then special teams ace Kevontae Turpin, 28 targets, 17 catches, 1 touchdown, and 181 yards. So at the receiver position, it's really just CeeDee Lamb. Like, Brandon Cooks is a veteran guy. It'd be surprising if he came in the first game back and really lit it up, but he's been okay. And then Jonathan Mingo just traded to the team. Hasn't been that good. You tackle Jonathan Mingo. Don't let him get loose in the open field, and I think you can really limit what he does. So Cooper Rush is not going into a game against this Eagles defense with a ton of talent to work with. And making matters worse for the Cowboys is they don't really have a running game to lean on. They're one of the worst running teams in the NFL. Rico Doddle, God, I know I'm mispronouncing, you guys going to make fun of me. Rico Doddle, 71 attempts, 321 yards, 0 rushing touchdowns, and is not a huge part of the passing game either. 26 targets, 21 catches, 163 yards. Does have the 3 touchdowns, but he's not getting 5-6 catches a game. He's getting 1 or 2 or 3 catches a game. And then there's Ezekiel Elliott thing. Didn't travel with the team last week. We'll see if he plays this week. He only has 48 attempts a season for 149 yards, 2 touchdowns. He's super cooked. Not really an impact player anymore. So not only are they playing a quarterback that hasn't played well, hasn't played in a long time, and really doesn't have any special elite ability for you to be worried about. He's not like a great runner or anything like that. They have very limited options at receiver to throw it to. CeeDee Lamb has put up good numbers with Cooper Rush in there, but that's probably because he's only really throwing it to CeeDee Lamb. If the Eagles can find a way to take out CeeDee Lamb, the Cowboys are really, really going to struggle to move the ball against an Eagles defense that's playing really well. They also have tight end Jake Ferguson, 52 targets, second most on the team, so he's kind of their second receiver there. 38 catches, 343 yards, 0 touchdowns. So here's what it comes down to with this Cowboys offense. Bad quarterback, overall bad receivers, not great running backs, and they have a good tight end. This is the offense the Eagles should continue to play well on defense against. I really think this is a chance to keep the good streak going. I think they're averaging like 11.5 points allowed over the past 4 weeks. They've been absolutely outstanding. And this is a chance to keep it going. They haven't won in Dallas since 2017, so 6 years since they've won in Dallas. And this is a chance to break that streak. And with Dak out, like, the offense, obviously, get ready for this, needs to score enough points to win. Like, breaking news. But I think this one's on the defense. The Cowboys defense is better than now their defense is trash, but at least they're getting Micah Parsons back. I mean, they're just not a good team overall. They really aren't. But I think this is on the defense to make sure Cooper Rush doesn't give them a spark, to make sure they don't get going in that stadium. Defense needs to come out, make it clear that Cooper Rush won't be providing a miracle for this Dallas team. And they really don't have the weapons to help him do that. So that is my look at the Cowboys quarterback and skill players. We will get back to later in the week before the game talking about the offensive line and the defensive line, because as I said, Micah Parsons is coming back. Cowboys offensive line has actually been pretty healthy, but they're only an okay offensive line. So that'll do it for today. As I say to end every pod, he's Elliot. I'm James. I'll talk to you guys later.
Go Birds!
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.